This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, it's advanced medicine time, and I'll hazard a guess, Dr. Bitar, that you would wear a T-shirt that said on it, outlaw vaccines.
I wouldn't have a problem with wearing a shirt like that.
Yeah, our friend Sally O'Cordy, she's an activist in New York. She sent us some T-shirts. We're talking about doing a giveaway on the air for those that are willing to wear it, because not everybody would. And, of course, we've talked about the vaccine issue. We just had Brian Hooker on, who you know and have interacted with, and I think you've got him on some upcoming video interviews. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, there's the documentary is supposed to be released here shortly.
Yeah, I'm excited, anxious to see that as well. And, in the modern day, if we can call it incarnation, but all the way going back to Jenner and the idea of cutting open, of making a wound in the arm and stuffing pus and unknown materials into that arm and creating sepsis and infections where you lose your arm. I mean, it's got really horrible beginnings, and it hasn't improved all that much because we see the same or similar manifestations of a vaccine injury, and that's the reason we're talking about this. But, of course, the relationship to cancer, and that's where I want to start with you today. You sent me something that I covered last week a little bit with Ty Bollinger, our buddy Ty, but what does he know? He's an accountant, right? Cell proliferation, cancer proliferation with chemo? Come on. We got to go to Dr. Bitar on this one, don't we?
Well, don't let Ty know I said this, but, yeah, Ty's got a good extensive knowledge base, surprisingly, for an accountant, and that's
yes.
What I do, but...
For an accountant, right? We won't tell him that.
Yeah.
But you're busted today because in the show notes, there's a picture of you at the luncheon last week at Ty's house. Him on one cheek, me on another. No, not butt cheeks. The cheeks on your face. We're kissing them on the cheeks. It's very cute. Super Don put it up there so everybody can see it.
Yeah, that was a good picture. We had the regular one, and then we had the rated R one.
Right. No, it's PG. It's like, hey... Bitar is loved. We can't deny him the love that he is. So we have to talk about this in follow up because yes, Ty has done a lot of extensive research and writing. He's very intelligent, and I won't tell him you said that. But his ability, his mind, it's like a steel trap once it gets in there, and he can bring it back out to the world as he's done. But this, I really do want to get your perspective on it as well because the article is talking about chemotherapy actually found to increase the number of tumor cells circulating in the blood. Then.
Well,
what we're talking about is chemo is promoting metastasis.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Robert. So, the bottom line is this. In 1999, I stopped using insulin-potentiated low-dose chemotherapy. I still use the insulin-potentiated technique as a Trojan horse for other types of therapeutics, but I stopped using chemotherapy for one very simple reason. And that simple reason is the old adage, what doesn't kill you only serves to make you stronger. And that's what chemo does. It actually makes those cells, those tumor cells, causes a morphological change and makes them accelerates their mutation and their resilience, if you will. So they're highly cancer cells are highly adaptogenic and highly mutagenic. And if you give them low dose chemo or you give them any kind of chemo and it doesn't kill them, which usually it doesn't, then it mutates the cells and causes an adaptogenic response that morphologically causes them to mutate and become resistant to not only that chemo but many other types of things as well. So for that reason, I don't want to ever use something that is going to make the cancer cells potentially more resilient. And what I focus in on is obviously, as you know, the immune system, so that allows the immune system to recognize the cancer being foreign, and then allowing the three mechanisms of that we want to go after in the system to help the body take care of the cancer on its own, which is necrosis, autophagy, and apoptosis.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to restate what you said, because we're talking about low-dose chemo. They talk about insulin potentiated. And there are a lot of doctors that have gone integrated, more holistic, and they've said, okay, it's less toxic, which we would argue, no, we wouldn't argue against. It is less toxic than high-dose chemo, okay? The poison's in the dose to some degree, but even at low doses, we know it is adding toxic burden to the body and the cells. And you would hope that by delivering it through this insulin potentiation, because as you said so well over the years, cancer cells are obligate glucose metabolizers. They will glom onto it faster than your healthy cells. And in this way, you would theorize, and I think that's the theory behind it, is that we're going to deliver the chemo more targeted. So we would be successful and less toxic to the rest of the cells. Is that kind of the premise behind it?
Well, you're talking about the effects of chemo on the other cells, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you meant? Is that what you said?
Well, the idea that if you utilize this insulin potentiated chemo, right, that some doctors have now begun to integrate, and we would argue, yeah, we would agree that it's less toxic to the body in a general sense than high dose chemo. I don't think we would not argue that. But the idea here is, if we deliver it more targeted, that they're feeling like they'll succeed with it. But you've just brought up a confounding scenario, that at low doses, there may be adaptability much more likely to, the cancer cell might much more likely to express, for instance, genetic shifts, mutagenic shifts, that even if you have temporarily a success, you might situate yourself for recurrence later.
Well, that's exactly right. And I believe this is not something that I'm alone in thinking. In fact, at the Truth About Cancer conference, I'm sorry,
we were at the best answer for cancer, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's right. Right. That best answer for cancer. Not this one that you and I were at recently,
okay.
But I spoke about 7 years ago there.
Okay.
Maybe 8 years ago, and I gave a presentation, and I actually I was a keynote speaker, and I was surprised that they asked me to be a keynote because I don't believe in insulin potentiated low dose chemotherapy. That's what that whole organization promotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it from stage. I'm surprised I was invited to this conference because I stopped using insulin potentiated low dose chemotherapy in 1999. So it's been a long time, you know, almost 20 years, 19 years now.
But the thing about Annie Brand, she's such a love, and I think she loves you too. You know, she's like invited you back again, right? So I think that having differences of perspectives and opinions, she's not opposed to presenting them, to her credit.
Well, yes, and the thing is that what was unusual at that particular conference, there were two other lecturers, one that's a mainstay of the organization, and then another one that's well respected in that organization, that said the same exact thing that I did, that they actually have seen evidence in the newest literature at that time was showing that there was an increase in resistance with chemotherapy as far as circulating tumor cells were concerned. And there was some literature that was presented that actually supported that observation. And so I was surprised that there were other people that actually agreed with me. I actually had both these doctors that came up to me afterwards and gave me a hug because they were so moved by what I'd said.
Mm-hmm.
Because I talked a lot about the emotional aspect, but I also talked about this, you know, the chemo aspect and how what doesn't kill you serves to only make you stronger. That's what happens to cancer. So it was very well received by the audience, which was one part. But the other part that's very interesting, and we have to start recognizing how these changes are taking place in the cognitive shift of the medical community, that they started to see the logic that you don't want to, if you're going to use something, use it all the way. But the problem is, of course, you use it all the way, then with chemotherapy, you cause catastrophic damage, ancillary damage. So then the low dose, obviously, is thought. The thought is you're targeting it, et cetera, but again, you can target it as much as you want. Me being a purist can't use something like chemotherapy because whether you use a low dose, high dose, medium dose, whatever you're using, it physiologically defies common sense. You don't take a poison and poison a system that is already poisoned by something that's causing immune system to decrease or emotional issues, whatever, toxicity, malnourishment.
Sure.
So Einstein's quote was that you cannot fix a problem. Insanity is defined as trying to fix something with the same mindset that created it.
Correct, yes.
And so,
and just to add to your concept, because you described like curing like, but when it's applied allopathically, it's downright dangerous and potentially deadly. If you do apply it homeopathically and you utilize those concepts as well, now you're onto something. In a truly non-toxic way, you're alerting the system, you're targeting activity of your body's own immune cells and metabolism, which is, again, it's different than low-dose, as I say, insulin potentiation type chemo.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, you can apply this to other therapeutics for other pathologies as well, but you could theoretically apply the same principle to radiation, because radiation now causes a lot of ancillary damage. It causes a lot of mutation and a lot of DNA edits to form. There's a lot of problems that radiation causes too. So again, this whole mindset that you can solve a problem with you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. And that's the whole issue when you're dealing with cancer, because nobody's addressing the actual issue that caused the cancer in the first place. Because people, contrary to what they want to believe, I mean, if you think about it, it's not like we were born with a deficiency of chemotherapeutic agents within our system.
Correct.
Right? That's not why we got cancer. So
absolutely,
we have to address those issues. And those issues, obviously, one of huge ones, emotional, psychological, the fifth toxicity, as we know. And of course, there's all the seven toxicities will all lead to increase in oxidative stress, which then causes DNA addicts to form, mutations to occur, and then you end up having a malnourishment issue and or a toxicity issue on top of that. And again, the toxicity issue, we're talking about the seven toxicity. So once you have the toxicity, and it's usually multiple, it's multifaceted, it's not just one, it's usually a gamut. So when you've got that toxicity on board, and then on top of that you've got a malnourishment issue, you've got a dichotomy occurring where you've got the resilience of the body, or the tendency of the body to be able to support itself, on one side getting worse, so it's not sustainable, and on the other side you've got an accumulation of these toxins, and they're usually not a linear issue, it's an exponential issue. So 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, it equals 11, and it goes on. So you have two toxicities, and that spread from toxicity and oxidative stress on one side and decrease in resilience on the other side is what leads to cancer. And thinking that a chemotherapeutic agent or a radiation type of a therapy or a surgical intervention is going to eliminate that divergence between nourishment or lack of nourishment and toxicity versus the resilience of the body, that's just an absurd thought process.
Now I remember why we kissed you on the cheek. You are committed to the law of the terrain, my friend. There's no germ theory confusion coming from Dr. Rashid Batar. That's why it is advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. We've got links to advancedmedicine.com as well. All those archives still also available at medicalrewind.com and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and, of course, now on YouTube. Did I say that?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, each and every week here on GCN, we have Dr. Rashid Bitar available to go. Advanced medicine all over, and it's all over the world. Fans all over the world, we appreciate you listening live or later, tape delayed, on UK Health Radio, of course, through all the various podcast sites, as well as at Medical Rewind, advancedmedicine.com. I'm going to be integrating that. And now, of course, when we're going live on YouTube, we're grateful for all of you. And I think we have a call today. We don't take a lot of calls, but Super Don says this one's okay, and I trust his judgment there. Another cancer-related call. Since we're on the topic of cancer, let's bring him to air. Hank's calling in from Tennessee. Hank, you're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Go ahead, Hank. Are you there, Hank? Let me try it again. I think I could hear Hank now. I can hear him breathing. Is he there? No? Ben, any luck? I'm going to put him on hold. I'd like to take this call because it is on topic for once. Anyway, Super Don, we'll get to that. Let's get to Dr. Bitar here real quick on the expanding on the low-dose insulin potentiated therapy. There's another study here revealing that breast cancer can return years after they give the all clear, right? And this is the argument to say, hey, let's keep you on chemotherapy longer, rather than, hey, what have we done wrong here if we didn't really kill it the first time?
Yeah, so the entire premise of using low-dose chemotherapy is to reduce collateral damage. That's really the thought process is. And then the insulin potentiation aspect is actually because they're trying to target it. So just for those that don't understand how insulin potentiates and targets the therapy, cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. So cancer loves sugar. And there's only five things that theoretically go into cancer cells or can easily traverse the membrane of the cancer cell. And that's rubidium, cesium, water, glucose, and vitamin C. So with sugar, if you can give the body sugar, which we know that cancer loves sugar, cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, which means that it needs sugar in order to survive. So you give the cancer some sugar, and you give it a little bit of insulin to drive that sugar inside the cancer cell, and then you put some other therapy that could be beneficial for the system and that would be detrimental to the cancer, and track it in with that sugar molecule, then that sugar molecule will take that material that would be detrimental to the cancer cell and get inside the cancer cell. So that's one reason, for example, when we use vitamin C, we always put it with dextrose, because cancer loves, it's like vitamin C anyway, because of the receptor sites, it actually vitamin C can enter cancer cells, but if we put a little bit of sugar, it just sucks it right up. And then that causes a redox reaction intracellularly and causes the cancer cell to basically disrupt. It also changed the voltage criteria, and there's a whole bunch of other things that happen, so I won't get into all those details. But that's basically the premise behind the insulin-potentiated low-dose chemotherapy. The problem is, again, as we talked about in the first part of the show, is that it actually seems to promote resistance and resilience of the cancer. It helps the cancer cell to adapt and makes it actually stronger. So it does kill certain things, but those that it doesn't kill, it helps to accelerate.
Make stronger, to your point. And why wouldn't we expect this? Don't we have enough history of decades of antibiotic, antimicrobial drug use and the resistance that is built via expression of new DNA, for instance, for microorganisms that are exposed to these chemotherapeutic agents? And I said, you know, I've said this many times, antibiotics are also a form of chemotherapy.
Right. Well, when you look at the word chemotherapy, it's a therapy that's made up of a chemical. So all pharmaceuticals are a form of chemotherapy. That's just a general breakdown of the word. But when you're looking at chemotherapeutic agents for cancer, the difference is that those things will cause harm to any human being. You take a normal individual with an intact immune system, you give them chemotherapy, you will cause them to get sick.
Yes.
This is not anything that is far-fetched to people. You know, if people don't understand this, then look at the process when chemotherapeutic agents are being produced. Everybody that is using those substances or coming in contact with those substances are using hazmat suits. They have to use hazmat suits because otherwise it's too toxic for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can't create the solution with the same mindset that created the problem in the first place. And if you do think you can do that, that's the definition of insanity.
Sure.
And I believe that when we start to look at things like cancer, we have to look at what is the etiology of cancer. People say, well, we don't know what's causing cancer. Well, of course we know what's causing cancer. In fact, all you have to do is look at the 2010 presidential cancer report that under Barack Obama's administration, you know, there's, you and I, Robert, think the same way, but, you know, Obama did do one good thing, and that's when that came out. It said in the 243-page report that it was an environmental issue. Cancer was an environmental issue.
Right, exactly. And we are intellectually honest enough that even if we disagree with somebody on a lot of things, if they're right on that thing, we'll point that out. And, yeah, that presidential report was accurate, talking about the environmental causes of cancer. In combination, you want to learn more about it, read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Rashi Bitar. We're going to be back with more powerful healing and a question as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Each and every week we go advanced medicine. I'm holding up Dr. Rasha Batar's international best-selling book, Still Awesome, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Still available. Go get it. It's been translated into loads of languages. No, not Pig Latin Super Don, but all the other ones, the real ones. It's an awesome book. And Dr. Batar, again, people are still reading it and rereading it and getting new things out of it all of the time.
Well, that's a great compliment, and I'm humbled by that, and I'm glad that people are enjoying the book.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're going to go into the environmental triggers for cancer, but Hank, he's called back, so Super Don says he's on the air and ready. Hank from Tennessee, you are on the air with Dr. Rashid Batar here, Advanced Medicine. Go ahead.
Hey, Nabbit, I tried calling in before, and the phone didn't work. I hate talking on a phone.
Well, as far as calling into a radio show, that's typically how you do it, Hank. Do you have a question or a comment for Dr. Batar?
Are you trying to insult my intelligence?
Intelligence, not intelligence.
Well, I got a joke for you before we get going here today.
So, okay.
And since I am Hillbilly Hank and I am a redneck, I can say this on the air because I is one
you
of
You guys
them.
Can't tell Ty when Ty's on the call. I mean, come on, seriously.
No, that can't be. No, I want to hear the joke first. What is that?
It sounds, similar.
Just put a lid on it, Butar. Why can you not solve a redneck murder? Why is it impossible to solve a redneck murder?
Hillbilly Hank, tell us.
Because they all have the same DNA and there ain't no dental records.
Oh. now we've been pulled off the air in all of our southern states, including Tennessee, where Hillbilly Hank is calling from. All right, Hillbilly Hank, put that other guy on the line. We want to talk to him. Is Ty available?
Well, the funny thing is, now I'm talking regular, and it probably doesn't sound any different.
it doesn't.
So I guess the joke's on me.
Did you see the picture of us kissing Batar on the cheek? Is that why you're calling in? You're upset about that, I can tell.
You know, I didn't see the picture. Don Skyped me, and he told me that Batar said something nice about me on the air. So I was like, this is a first. I'm going to call in and just tell him thank you.
No, that wasn't me, man. That was my alter ego. That was not me. I had a momentary lapse of lucidity. I kind of fell and hit my head, and I wasn't quite oriented right. So please don't hold that against me.
I won't.
It's Ty Bollinger, party crashing on Advanced Medicine. Ty, just to let you know, I was kind of dissing on you. I thought I'd take one for Batar. And I said something like, you know, what does Ty know about cancer? He's just an accountant. And then Batar begins to compliment you. He says, don't tell Ty.
No, that's not true. I did not compliment him. I think you're right. He's a dumbass.
No, you didn't.
Well, that could be a compliment, sir.
All right, go ahead, Ty. You have the floor.
No, I just wanted to call and say, hey, to you guys, I don't have a lot of time to spend on the phone. I'm about to go get in the sauna, so I got to sweat a little bit tonight and detoxify.
Nice.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call and say, hey, to you guys, I hope the show's going well. And, Batar, even though you don't admit it, this is on the air, and you did say something nice about me.
Oh,
apparently.
Man.
I'm going to go back and listen to the archives.
Busted. You know, Ty, I'm just really thrilled, actually, that you took the time to call in because it lets me know that you are taking a bit of a breather because as bad as Dr. Batar has been over the years by just showing up and barely making it, you've had a track record that might be worse than his in the last months with all the work you've been doing off the air.
You know, I've been pretty busy, but I don't know, man. I've seen the schedule that Batar keeps, and even at my busiest, I think that's kind of just normal for him. So I don't know how he keeps up.
Yeah, well, he is keeping up. People, he's bringing it.
I got people like you and your amazing wife and Robert and his family and other people out there that pray for me and keep me going right, man. And without you guys, honestly, it keeps the engine revving because I know who all relies on me and who all are behind me, and I really appreciate that to all of you guys. From Ben on the board and Don, you, and obviously Robert, you, and Ty, you, and all your families and all the people out there that listen to us and all the patients all over the world, I'm truly blessed.
All right. Well, yeah, you are, and we are all together on this. We've got a alignment and purpose and mission and of course, a lot of silliness, too, and Hillbilly Hank calling in made my day, too.
Well, Dr. Batar, I appreciate the kind words back at you, and I'll never admit it in public that I said anything nice about you, but...
Yeah, but I got a picture of you kissing me.
That's right. You are so busted, buddy. Ty, you can't live that one down.
Before I go, Robert, are you saying that you posted that picture I sent over?
Is it the one you sent? I think so. Yeah, look, check out the show notes. Super dumb.
Picture of me and you kissing Butar on the cheek in our kitchen. Oh, okay.
That's
I'm on
the one.
Robert Bell right now. I do see it.
Yes, there it is.
That's a funny picture.
Yeah. I think they're going to write a new song. I saw Daddy kissing Rashid Batar.
That's awesome. Well, listen, guys, love you both. Y'all continue spreading the truth and waking up the people and letting people know the power to heal is theirs, even though there's still 20 minutes left in the show.
Amen. Brother Ty, thanks for calling. We love you.
Thanks, Ty. Love you, too.
Talk to the whole family. See ya.
Yep.
Oh, that was too funny. Oh, my gosh. And now where are we going? Environmental triggers. I don't know. How do we transition back? Because, you know, if I don't do a good transition, Rashid, you call me out on it.
Well, actually, I've been very appreciative that you guys have been kind of sending this out because I was still having a recovery issue from the last set that I did in between when Don was, like, making fun of me. So I just finally got my breath back. But anyway, triggers.
Yes.
So let's talk about the triggers. So the triggers, when we're talking about the environmental triggers, we're not just talking about the extrinsic factors like the outside environmental triggers. We also talked about the internal environment triggers, because remember, your internal health and your external environment, they're all your environment. The internal part we're talking about, that's the internal environment. Now you've got the external environment outside of the body. So all mm-hmm. things, what we're eating and drinking and breathing, to what we're holding in from our emotions, what we're, you know, the chemicals that are within our systems, the things that we've inhaled that are now inside our system. So you're talking about external things that come into our body become internal things, and these are all triggers, environmental triggers. So when we say environmental triggers, don't just think about the extrinsic, think about the intrinsic also.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about what corrupts the intrinsic. It is the external environment making its way into the internal environment. And as you've written about nine steps and all we talk about here, the different toxicities, not just being physical or physiological toxins, but the emotional or energetic components of our lives. And now there's even more information coming about cell phone EM field disruption impacting on the material world, so to speak. So energy becomes matter or impacts matter, or vice versa. And so it's a little bit of everything. And we don't want that to mean, man, there's nothing you can do. We've said it this way, and I'll say it again. You have the obligation, I believe, to take control over that which you have genuine control over. Everything else you got to turn over to a higher power, to God, to Creator, whatever, however you perceive it. Because if you try to control things you have no control over, you'll drive yourself crazy or exhaust yourself into cancer.
Yes, I think that's very true, Robert. I think that those words are words that everyone should listen to. And that comes back to the Serenity Prayer, which is in my book. But the Serenity Prayer was actually something I believe originated with Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's very important to say that prayer out loud. So I'll just say it really quickly. God, please give me the ability to change the things that I can change. The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Beautiful.
And I think that it's a very important component, having experienced something that creates a loop in my own head recently. I know many people have these things, and we have to get back to that basic. If we can change it, give me the ability to change it. If I can't change it, give me the strength to accept that I can't change it, and then the wisdom to know the difference between the two.
Dr. Bitar, if we expand our discussion from cancer into Parkinson's, there's an article here on Natural News that says the medical community isn't prepared for the looming pandemic of neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's. Can we differentiate, or should we even, the causes of cancer from the causes of neurodegeneration? Or, as I've argued, that they can be the same thing, but they manifest differently in different body types, different strengths, different weaknesses.
Absolutely, Robert. I believe that whether a person has heart disease, cancer, neurodegenerative disease, the reason that they have them is the same reason, but how they manifest that reason is based upon their biological individuality, the genetic uniqueness, the genetic predisposition. And so when we look at genetics, you have the genotype and you have the phenotype. So it is the expression of the environmental trigger or the phenotypic aspect that creates one person getting cancer versus another one getting heart disease versus another one getting neurodegenerative disease from the same exposure to the same substance, all based upon the biological individuality, the genetic uniqueness of that individual. And so I think it's important for us to all remember that we need to reduce oxidative stress universally. And we need to follow the principles of good health universally in order to prevent whatever we are predisposed to from occurring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course in homeopathy we've talked about the miasm, the concept of inherited predispositions, weaknesses. Again, these are the uniquenesses. And unfortunately, in a lot of allopathic science, they say because one thing doesn't cause the same thing in everybody all of the time that it can't possibly be the cause of it. When it's so far from the truth that it can manifest, as we say, differently in different body types that have different strengths, different weaknesses, different deficiencies, different challenges, and the burden that we're challenged with, whether it be heavy metals or otherwise, you can have two people exposed to the same quantities of mercury, and they're going to be manifesting it completely different from one another, yet mercury's still problematic.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so this is the reason we have to look at the universal principle. Because tendency of humans, especially in the medical profession, we take a label and we then treat that label. And we think that that label is only caused by X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. We don't seem to realize that X, Y, and Z can cause heart disease, can cause diabetes, can cause cancer, can cause all these different things. So you have certain commonalities, and it's usually an accumulation of all these toxins. So you could have lead and mercury, and you'd have different persistent organic pollutants like fluorinated hydrocarbons and, you know, the toluenes, the benzenes, the insecticides, pesticides, and all these things that are causing an additional exponentially increasing additive burden on the system. And then at a certain point, it's just what was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those types of issues.
Exactly. We would acknowledge.
Toxins,
yeah, go ahead, Dr. Bittar. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say the accumulation of toxins is one thing, and then on the other side, you've got a chronic, debilitating malnourishment issue going on because our foods that we're eating are not sustainable. They're not produced in a sustainable manner. They don't sustain us as individuals, and so you've got both these things now adding on, feeding each other, feeding fuel to the fire, and causes chronic disease.
Well, and it's interesting, there should be a study about what's happening in Venezuela under socialism, where I think the average Venezuelan has lost over 15 pounds. But I don't know that they're necessarily eating toxic food. They don't have the money for pesticides, which could be their benefit, but they don't have food. So that's a different kind of caloric restriction that's happening out there. I just bring that up in the general sense as we observe the environment in each area. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Reminding you, AdvancedMedicine.com, available in addition to RobertScottBell.com. Links are in the show notes. And if you want to take it up a notch and become part of that association, taking you out of the public health arena so you can learn even more, the invitation code for all Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine listeners is the numbers, 1358, 1358, when you get there. Dr. Bittar, is there anything that they need to know about that? We bring it up from time to time, just like to remind our new listeners.
Well, we have we don't have the association component set up yet, but I believe it's there. You just can't pay and join, but I believe that's supposed to go live before Christmas.
Okay.
And then all the things that people have been told that would they would have the hypnosis programs, the subliminal hypnosis programs that you can listen to at night, and the bands and all that stuff, they'll all be available.
So good things come to those who are patient, I should say, because it takes time to put all this together. It's pretty phenomenal what's happening. Now, we talk about the emotional component to health and healing. You've written about it extensively. In fact, you lectured one of the most emotional presentations we've ever seen in the history of the Truth About Cancer and Dr. Bittar at that event. If you get to watch it, it is available as well. I think, did you actually publish your video too?
Yes, actually, it's on advancedmedicine.com. So when you go there and you type in the invitation code 1358, free Robert, as soon as people go there, they create their own account, it's free. And on the dashboard, on the upper right-hand corner, you'll see that presentation. So whenever we do a new presentation, it'll be the most recent one's up there, and that one's up there. They'll all be in the archives later on, but right now that's the presentation that people can watch.
Beautiful. So the issue of loneliness has come up in an article that Super Don found, and they're now linking it to poor health, which is not, I guess that's not big a big leap. You know, people are lonely, but they're also talking about genetic changes, neurological changes, and inflammatory conditions linked to loneliness, interestingly enough.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. When we're dealing with cancer, for example, one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of times the most prevalent emotion is loss of autonomy, and the second one is loneliness. And then there's, of course, a slew of other emotions there. There's a lot of fear, there's resentment, there's the issue with having not forgiven people. Those types of things. But first one is lack of control. They don't have their autonomy anymore. And the second one is loneliness. Even though they may be, even though they may not be physically alone, it's a loneliness because their significant others either drifted away or they're physically lonely because there's nobody else. And it's a very sad place to be. I think that this study is a surprising study because I'm surprised that conventional thought process was in tune enough to actually conduct a study like this, but I agree with it.
Yeah, and I was thinking in the holiday season that you often hear about the holiday blues if people aren't surrounded by their loved ones, or
you know, if they've been ostracized. My goodness, we've had a lot of folks on that we've covered, I mean, that have done good work, but they've been shunned by their peers, so they got to figure it out. And so I would encourage you, listen to the show here and dig in what Dr. Bitar does with Advanced Medicine to find somebody who's lonely this holiday season. Reach out to them, show them the love, right? Kiss them on the cheek, as long as it's not, you know, well, listen, you don't run up to somebody and kiss them on the cheek, not in today's situation environment. But, you know, the sentiment, if you will, to reach out and kind of show people some of that emotional support.
Yeah, making connections with people, making people feel special. I mean, you don't have to go up and necessarily kiss them on the cheek like Robert suggested, because you may get socked in the face. But the thing is that the point is well taken, connecting with people. It's about connections. It's about relationships, and it's about being there for others and having others be there for you. And that's really what we're talking about, loneliness. This doesn't have to be a romantic sense of loneliness. It's just the fact of it's one of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, to among a need to perpetuate the species and a need for shelter and a need for food. It's also a need to associate. It's a need to be in a community. Mm-hmm. And so it's an important part. And if you can make a difference in somebody's life by sharing that, as you just said, Robert, I think it's a very important thing. It also increases your own energy. It also increases your own resonance and empowers you because you just made a difference in somebody's life. If you pay it forward to somebody, it's going to come back in spades to you. Just remember that.
We are witnessing and experiencing that, Dr. Bitar, like with our friend Ty Bollinger and the truth about cancer and all the people that we've connected with. It's really, you know, made bridges into a whole new tribe. You know, you think your tribe is your family. No, it's so much more than that. You know, the human family, the family of souls created by, you know, God. And, you know, we can make those connections, and we have, and it's been very uplifting. And it is uplifting, Dr. Bitar.
It most definitely is, and it's a testament to how we are all universally connected and come from the same source.
So next week, folks, we're going to take off Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we'll be back with Advanced Medicine Tuesday with Dr. Bitar for the holidays. So I want to wish you the greatest of whatever you're celebrating out there. But, man, be that love, and be that love for someone who needs it. They might need it more than you, and you don't know it. But in the meantime, the power to heal and love is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're like me, you look forward to the holidays all year long. But sometimes the holidays can really hurt. Buying and wrapping presents, setting up the perfect tree, even driving to the in-laws can take its toll. That's why I use Safe Moisturizing Toprosin Pain Relief Cream, and you should too. With 11 natural biomedicines, Toprosin doesn't just mask your pain, it actually helps ease the inflammation that causes pain. If you've got back and neck pain, arthritis, hand and joint soreness, cramping, sciatica, and just plain body aches, you must try Toprosin Pain Relief Cream. But don't take my word for it. Toprosin is so sure you'll find their pain relief products effective, they're offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Don't let your aches and pains ruin this treasured holiday season. Toprosin makes a wonderful stocking stuffer for you, your loved ones, even cranky old Gram and Gramps. Toprosin is available at thousands of fine drugstores and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosin. Rub it in.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.